My name is Daniel Thullen. I'm the food safety officer at SunTreat Packing and Shipping in Lindsay.
Tell me a little bit about the reason that it's so important to get the word out about the Food Safety Modernization Act and the information that was just released on it.
Well, I think there's a lot of confusion within the industry, the food safety people in particular, as to how and how it affects them. So what we wanted to do was get that information as directly as possible. Our group is all about basically we want to be a resource to get information out to growers and packers and anybody really associated with food safety.
And the group that you're talking about is the Valley Food Safety Committee, right? It's fairly...
I was looking back. We had our organizational meeting actually on the 15th of January of 2015. So we're a little bit less than a year old. We're made up of food safety consultants. We've got some post-harvest people involved. We really, a lot of times, food safeties, particularly when they're related to audits, become an audit score number. And we're basically all about getting information out, to everybody, to as wide a range of people as possible. And I think, everybody sees what's going on with maybe some other commodities, leafy greens or whatnot. But, we're seeing recalls in the news really on almost a weekly basis at this point.
So when you say out to everybody, you mean all different types of produce industry, the farmers, the packers, the shippers?
Sure. Our group is not commodity specific. We've got tree, fruit, and table grape people. We've got a core group of citrus people because that's some of us who got it started. We have a juice processor involved with us fairly actively. We really want to reach out to the growers. That's what the FDA and the compliance officer who's going to come out and talk to us are specifically targeting, is trying to get this information really down to that level, to the grower level. So we're really interested in getting the word out. I mean, we would be willing to accept, anybody, grower, packer, consultant, post-harvest, chemical suppliers. We really want everybody involved in this that would like to show up, but we're particularly interested in getting the word out to the grower and the grower of any produce commodity.
And there's so many here in the Central Valley to choose from.
We're the fruit supplier to the world, fruit and nut supplier to the world. So any of those people are welcome to come.
Now your event is Thursday, December the 17th, 9 a.m. at the Visalia Convention Center. Tell us a little bit about what the growers and others who attend can expect to see and learn there.
Well, they can expect to get the latest information that the FDA has available, particularly to the grower, the resources that they can provide to us, especially in the coming year when most things will probably be more educational in nature and not so much punitive that they might be later on. The other entity that will be speaking with us will be Jonna Hefner, who's the director of food safety and technology with the Produce Marketing Association. She's also basically going to spend about an hour talking to us about what resources the PMA has available both to the packer and to the grower. And typically what we will do is have them give their PowerPoint presentations and then open the floor to general questions from the audience and get specific questions answered that maybe a grower or a packer has. So usually these events have taken about 3 hours. We don't want to take a lot of everybody's time because we understand that people are packing or harvesting or whatever. So we try to make it as short and succinct as possible while still providing this information to people. There's never a charge with it, and we pretty much in the past we've invited auditing certification bodies, we've invited laboratories to talk to us. The one thing we basically ask is give us food safety information, don't come in with the idea of selling a product to us. That's not what we're about. We're about information. And basically, we would love to get involved with the commodity groups in the area and get the word out to them as well. Like, we're all inclusive, basically, and we're all about really making food safety, again, not so much the audit score that people are always working towards, but really applying it to our businesses on a daily basis.
Right. So you have two very important speakers coming up at your event Thursday, Thursday, December 17th. Once again, those details, Thursday, December 17th, 9 a.m. at the Visalia Convention Center. Now, do people need to register in advance for this, or do they just show up?
No, we don't require any kind of registration. What we do have, we will have, is a sign-up table in front of the room that we're going to be using. We ask people to sign in and leave us some basic information. That's mostly so if they would like, we can send out a monthly newsletter that we do, but we're not asking for people to register in any way, shape, or form. We're basically asking them to show up at the convention center on the 17th.
All right, good. Any other information that you feel we need to get out about this, or is there any questions that I didn't ask you and I should have?
I can't think of anything right offhand. I think we've touched on the specifics of what I thought we needed to get out. There's the one thing that the FDA has not, at this point, approved the compliance officer to answer questions. Okay. Whether that will transpire on the 17th, we don't know. Or not, he is there to give a presentation. John Heppner will answer questions, and it really is an excellent resource, as it is from the PMA. We'll answer questions as long as we're there. We've had good feedback back and forth with the PMA. We've done some other things with them, other events with them. We had Ed Tracy, who does their traceability, was out in October and spoke to our group. So. It will be valuable, I think, for almost anybody. And like I say, we don't want to take a bunch of people's time. So we limit it to, you know, typically these conferences are three speakers for about an hour and then maybe an hour's worth of time to ask questions. And then everybody can get back to the business of what they do by lunchtime.
Right. You know, if somebody wants more information about the Valley Food Safety Committee, is there someplace they can get more information on that?
We do have a website. It is valleyfsc.com.
And we can put a link to that on our website, too.
Right. Yeah. www.valleyfsc.com. There is also a capability on our website to opt into our newsletter if they wanted to see that on a daily basis.